You are listening to the Reclaim Your Power podcast, the show for people that are ready to end their struggle with binge eating and body image. I'm your host, Erin Avery. Each week, I will sit with you and teach you different skills and tools that you need in order to trust yourself around food and find peace within your body. You deserve a life to live without stressing about food or having your body hold you back. So if you're ready, grab a notebook and let's get started. What's up, you guys? Welcome to another episode. So my kid literally woke up this morning at 3:46 and she was a hot mess and went back to sleep. So I figured, why not get an episode in? So I'm going to do this now while I have words and while I can, you know, think and pronounce things before later in the day when I decided to do this and I am shot to hell. So today's episode is Help, I Can't Stop Overeating or Binge Eating in the Mid-Afternoon or Late Night. And I think this is totally normal for a lot of people, even if they're not binge eaters, they just have an overeating issue going on. And it's usually about midday, you know, as the workday winds down or after dinner. So if you are one of those people that eat good, quote unquote, all day, right, and then crave snacks after dinner or, like I said, around, you know, midday, and you just can't figure out, like, what's the problem. So I fall to victim to this as well, right? And believe it or not, many people who are trying to diet or eat healthier fall into this routine. So today isn't really just about binge eating or overeating and how to, like, cure that. This is just more about taking a look at your everyday and just seeing those little pitfalls that you can kind of clean up. And there's four steps. There's four easy ways to do this. And I think, first of all, a lot of people think that they can hold on to willpower. And I've talked about this before, but willpower can be depleted. It's not an all-day thing, right? There's something called decision fatigue, right? We spend all day making decisions about not only what to eat, but what to wear, what to do for work, you know, what decisions to make for our kids. So we are depleted around that midday time and we feel wiped out, you know, after dinner. And so it's normal, right? It's 100% normal to want to kind of just numb out. But when we numb out with food, right, it's not a sign of weakness. So if you feel like, oh my God, I'm weak, I have no willpower, I can't not eat around these times, it's not a sign of weakness. It's simply your body telling you that you need more fuel. There's something that's happening throughout the day that you are neglecting. And these four tips are not the end all be all. There's probably a plethora of other things that are happening. But I wanted to just discuss a little bit about that mid-afternoon, after dinner snacking and just four things you can consider. So the first one is, are you giving yourself permission to eat enough throughout the day? And this is something that comes back to diet mentality. Actually, all of these kind of do. But are you giving yourself permission to eat enough? So when you're eating small meals, right? I know a lot of moms out there, you know, you just snack on small meals because you don't have enough time. I get it, right? But if you're eating small meals or even skipping meals, or there's nothing wrong with intermittent fasting, but if you're new to it and this is something that you just feel like you have to do, when you ignore those true hunger cues, you're putting yourself at risk of overeating during the day. So, you know, if you're thinking, okay, if I want to eat this, but I'm just going to have a smaller portion because I don't have enough time, or I'm just going to skip because I don't have enough time, stop doing that. Skip those small snack time meals and eat according to your true hunger. I know sometimes it can be hard, but you want to at least get in, again, food that's going to kind of fill you up, especially if you're running low on time, but you want to find foods that are going to fill you up. So something with lots of fiber and lots of protein, right? And then In a previous episode, I talked about ways to kind of delay your hunger until you can get that full meal. So that goes back to that, right? Maybe you can't eat right away and you just have a handful of nuts. And maybe you do have something that's, you know, off kilter, like a brownie or a cookie or something from the vending machine. But that doesn't mean that you skip out on that meal, right? You drink water and then you go back to eating a full meal when it's available to you immediately, right? It's not like you just wait, oh, I'll just wait till 5 o'clock now to eat a meal. No, if this happens at 2 and you have time to eat something substantial at 2:45, do that, right? It's not going to ruin any type of progress. It's only going to help you not eat late at night or get that mid-afternoon munchy feeling where you just eat all kinds of snacks. So number one is give yourself permission to eat enough throughout the day. Stop skipping those stop skipping meals and stop eating snack size meals. Number two, make sure you aren't physically or emotionally restricting. This is something that it sneaks up on you, right? It creeps back in without notice. But when you deny yourself foods or you start checking out the nutrition labels or you start contemplating, is this good for me? Is this bad for me? Will I gain weight? Right? You're choosing foods that are based out of fear. They're out of fear of gaining weight. They're out of fear of, you know, falling back into old routine. That's emotional restricting. Physically restricting is just, you know, you're not going to eat it. Like it's there, but you're like, nope, I'm not going to do it. And it kind of goes with number one, you skip eating, right? So of course, if you're going to skip something, then you're going to be hungrier throughout the day. So make sure you aren't physically or emotionally restricting, because when you do this, it will only cause your brain to want more later, right? Like I said, willpower can only last so long. So your brain automatically sees this as there's no food coming in, food is scarce, right? So later on in the day, we're going to just eat everything in sight so that we can survive, right? This is, I've said this 1,000 different times, 1,000 different ways, but when you physically or emotionally restrict, right? Your brain doesn't know any difference. All your brain knows is food's not going to be coming in. We have to do something. Okay. So make sure you aren't doing that. Do not physically or emotionally restrict food from yourself. Number three is, what's your environment like? And this one is something that I had to consider when I first started my journey to end binge eating. And it's something that I had to reconsider, especially over this pandemic, right? There's, you know, we were all just kind of quote unquote lazy. I'm not going to say we're lazy, but in a sense, right? We just didn't really care a lot about a lot of things, and that became a habit. So I had to take a good look at my environment and take notice to what foods were out on the counter, what foods were up front in my pantry and fridge. And simply being able to change your environment can help you put an end to unplanned eating. So for me, for example, I baked a lot, right? So I had cookies on the counter, or we would buy more chips than normal. And I really got back into ice cream, right? So when I passed my counter, either cookies were out or in my pantry, the first thing I would see are like the granola bars that I very rarely eat, chips, pretzels, things like that. I was buying things that aren't normal, but they were up front. And in my fridge, I had, you know, I would put the cookies in the fridge or the freezer. My ice cream was like right there when you open up the freezer. I started getting into French toast sticks, like the cinnamon ones my Jameson loves to eat, and they're actually really good. So I put those up front and then I'd put ice cream on them. So you will eat what you see, right? So simply being able to change your environment can help you tremendously. So what I started doing, and this is something you can try, and I'm sure you've probably heard it before, but you know, instead of having chips or cookies on your counter, try pulling a bowl of fruit out there, or in your fridge, keep your veggies up front. I've talked about this as well in your pantry. If there's things that pourable, like, you know, chips or even like what am I thinking of? Goldfish crackers or something, whatever it is that you like to munch on that is up front in your pantry, you can put those in opaque type containers so that you can't see them, or put those things on your top shelf where it's not in your eyesight. So you're not going to gravitate to that first. So instead, when you open your pantry, maybe you see, mixed nuts or, something like that, right? You're not going to see the chips first. So evaluate your environment. What does it look like? Another thing about your environment too is you have to take notice of other people in your home. And by that, I just mean, maybe you're on a path that your kids might not be on, or your husband might not be on, right? So you have to take a look at that too. When you come into your environment, are your kids eating their snacks, which they should be? And does that trigger you, right? So maybe in this case, you take their snacks and you put them in their own cabinet so that, you don't have to look at their stuff every time you open it up, right? That's something that I thought about the other day. I was like, oh my goodness, when Jameson starts eating, different snacks, I might just have to put those in a different cabinet for her, right? Just things I was thinking about, and how, for my moms out there, different ways to help you navigate, not overeating or having unplanned food. So that's something to consider. Or, it's not really feasible to tell people, honey, go in the other room and eat so I don't see it, because that's another hunger cue, which I will do an episode on, right? There's different types of hunger cues, and it's seeing people eat, right? So there's different things in your environment that you want to take place and take note of, which is what number four is, which is become curious. And ask yourself, why am I eating or overeating, right? And typically it's out of habit and it's out of our environment. So, something that I figured out when I became curious and I really dug into it, my habit, again, this was like a pandemic thing as well, but I started having dessert. And I'm not saying dessert's bad, but for me, every night around 8 o'clock, I would want something sweet. I would make something sweet, whether it be like oatmeal with chocolate chips and peanut butter, and I would put ice cream on top. Hello. Or I started learning how to make single serve cookies, and I would do this every single night. And I stopped and I was like, why am I doing this? And I really don't have an explanation other than it became a habit. Right. So for you, it might be that type of thing. It might be that you tend to eat more when you're watching TV, when you're on social media, right? It could be a certain time of day that triggers you to eat. And again, these all kind of marinate and mesh together, because time is another hunger cue that we kind of associate with, especially when we're on a diet. So maybe it's like that 3:45, right? 3:45 is when you start to get ready to go home from work, and you end up passing the vending machine and you started to get the Famous Amos cookies out of the vending machine. So maybe 3:45 is your trigger to start getting ready to go home. Change that trigger, right? Change that time frame. Instead of 3:45 getting ready to go home, make it 4:15, right? So it's closer to when you get out the door at 4:30, whatever that may be, right? So now all you're really doing is grabbing your stuff, you're packing up, and then you're walking out the door. There's no time to stop by the vending machine, go to the bathroom, talk to Debbie, right? You're getting ready and you're going. Maybe that time of day for you is, 6:30, right after dinner, after the kids take a bath, right? So now maybe at 6:30, instead of, coming downstairs after taking the bath, you create something new to do, right? So now after bath time, instead of coming downstairs, you go read a book to the kids, or you go pick out your outfit for the next day. Right? So the whole thing here is to change the habit, interrupt that pattern that you typically do at a certain time. I know some people out there are very time regimented, right? 6 o'clock, it's bath time, 6:15, it's dinner, 6:30, it's this, right? Switch up that time, right? Switch up what you're doing, create something new to do instead of grabbing for something to eat, right? Take the dog for a walk, do some stretching. The point here is to just become curious and start to understand, Why am I doing this, right? Am I even really hungry? Or is this due to a trigger that has developed a habit that I've developed a habit at, right? So when you start to truly look at your day and how food impacts it, you'll be able to start interrupting these behaviors and patterns, right? And when you are able to interrupt, do a pattern interrupt, and you continue to do that same interruption, you're going to create another habit, right? So where your habit was once to eat or, you know, do whatever, now your habit's going to be, like I said, walk the dog, stretch, or, you know, opening up the fridge and seeing, you know, veggies up front instead of, you know, chips or the queso, which then triggers you to go get chips, right? So you're going to start to, again, just evaluate, take a look at just how food truly impacts your day. That's all it really is. It's just that wanting to know and becoming curious, because once you truly understand, like I said, you're going to be able to manipulate all those things around you, right? So again, those four steps are: give yourself permission to eat throughout the day, right? Make sure you aren't physically or emotionally restricting. Taking a look at your environment and just becoming curious as to why it is that you're actually eating and or overeating. All right, you guys, that is it for today. I hope this helped. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye. Hey guys, did you enjoy today's topic? If something in this episode resonated with you, I would love it if you would share it on your social media. The more people that get a chance to listen means the more people I get to help. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for another episode.